does Casey play tomorrow night?
Look, we're hopeful. He'll have a practice today a little bit later on, and we'll hope he comes up fine, and we won't know until game time, but we're hopeful.
Is it ankle and foot, and what's more of a concern, if it's both or is it more?
Yeah, no, it's his ankle. So, look, he tried to get up, obviously warmed up with us on Monday night to play and just didn't come up. So hopefully he's virtually had a week off between the games and hasn't practiced. So hopefully you'll be fine for Friday night.
Is it purely that incident late in the game against Adelaide which caused the problem for Monday, or has he been carrying it and that exacerbated it?
I think just the high workload too with all our injuries that, he's been playing a longer minutes. I think it's compounded it and it flared up after the game. So hopefully it's fine for a Friday night.
Jamil as well, got the knock to the knee. Was that purely what it was?
Yeah, it was just knee on knee. So he's okay. He trained really well yesterday and now he'll play. Not a problem.
Trev, have you done the maths now and worked out what games you have to win to make the finals? Because it's getting to the real important end of the season now.
Yeah, we have to win this game. We have to win Friday night. We can't take our foot off the pedal. This is a game, is a must-win game for us. It's where the other games will take care of itself, but you're at home. We have four to go at home, and we've got to take care of this game right now.
So does that come into your calculations in terms of the players? I mean, if Casey plays tomorrow night, do you rest him against New Zealand, because it's important to win your home games?
Yeah, well, look, I don't know with the medical staff. They'll tell me after the game if he can go or not, but we anticipate that he'll play tomorrow night. We're hopeful. And then we just have to play game by game. I know it's boring cliche, but all our focus is on Friday night, and after the game we'll work on to our next game, but we won't want to think too far in front.
So how do you prepare the players in training-wise, knowing what their role's going to be when he's in doubt? Here.
Well, we've used to mixing the pieces around. Greg did a great job coming on and starting and played a great game, very consistent for us. And Dexter gets the opportunity as well. So we've got some tools. Obviously, they're not Casey, but the guys are stepping up playing. So we've got confidence in our squad.
Do you like the way it looks scoring-wise with having so many guys scoring mid-average points rather than like a couple of scoring points?
Yeah, I think last weekend we had five guys in double figures, which always indicates you're moving the ball and getting good shots. And, we just have to defend the three-point line. They shot, two of the guys shot 8 three-pointers between them, and that's something that we're going to have to fix up.
Matty Knight seems to have just dropped away a little bit in form. Do you feel like he can turn the corner and he'd be probably, aside from those other blokes, your most important player?
Yeah, look, he had a pretty poor game by his standards on Friday night. On Saturday night against Adelaide at home. And, you could see the wheels turning in the right direction for the Cairns game. He's not there yet, but he's certainly heading that direction. So it won't be too long before Matty has a double-double.
What's the issue with him?
Well, that's a catch-22. We're not getting the ball good enough, and he's just got to be calmed down a little bit. He's rushing his shot a little bit more than normal. But look, he's 15-footer jumper is pretty consistent, and we've got to make sure we get him those jumpers.
In any of your meetings, has the 31-year streak been mentioned in recent times? And if so, how do you distract them from worrying about that?
Well, the only ones that bring it up is the media, so... Look, we're proud of that history without a question, and we're trying to play our best basketball. We're not far away from it, even though it's been one step forward, two steps back. We're not far away. We still have seven games to go. It's a quarter of the season to go, and you've got to be start playing the right basketball just about now. So we're not far off, and hopefully Friday night will be the start of it.
On Saturday night after the game, we talked about the need to stay focused on something other than the referees. Then the last 2 minutes, you got the tech foul, then the issue in the last 7 seconds, which obviously they investigated and stuff. Do you guys need to work on your relationship with them, or do they need to work on your relationship with you? Is there a problem there at all?
Well, yeah, obviously you don't want to get that late in the game. I was just repeating what the referee told me. So, look, I thought the guys did a really good job in Cairns and staying focused, and I'll make sure I'll do the same. We can't control what they call. Right? That's the bottom line. We can't control. We've got to control what we can control. And that's make sure we rebound and move the ball. And we didn't do those two things.
Their email, when it came out afterwards, said that the decision was right. So that conflicts with what you were told from the referees. Does that frustrate you or amaze you a little bit?
Yeah, I try to get confirmation of it when I was talking, but you know, I watched the video too. It seems it came off the foot, but can't cry over spilt milk. It's done. Let's move on and get ready for Friday night.
The NBL indicated that it wasn't actually the referee's boss who was there in the night. It was somebody else. Do you know who it was who you had the conversation with?
You know, you can call the referees and maybe you get some better answers than I do. Okay.